According to recent reports, small businesses are now facing an online threat as they are being targeted by fake reviews. Advanced technological platforms are making it harder to remove fake reviews and easier to ruin a small business's reputation. Tamar Pilibosian asked Anne Nalder, the CEO and founder of Small Business Association of Australia, how can small business owners tackle the fake review issue?
The challenges, and there's a lot of them, one of the more crucial ones is a shortage of skilled labour. Now, that doesn't apply in all sectors, but it does apply in many. And this can have a very, very serious impact on the business because it doesn't allow the business to operate at full capacity. Other areas of concern, of course, is the rising cost of living. We are an expensive country to live in and we are an expensive country to do business. You've got inflation rising and it is tipped to go to 8% now by the end of the year and, of course, rising interest rates.
According to recent reports, small businesses are now being targeted by fake reviews. Would you just like to explain how does this happen?
Fake or negative reviews can have a very, very serious and negative impact. As you would know, and people would know, that today we live in an age where information is instant. Most people are pretty good, but there are some very awful people out there, including scammers, and they are creating massive problems. And they just don't simply care. So it is up to every one of us to be vigilant, especially small business owners, because they are being targeted. And as I said, it can have a very, very serious impact on their small business.
And how could the fake reviews affect small businesses?
Business owners spend years and years building up their business. They work very, very hard. And if they get fake reviews, for example, that can create a loss of business. I mean, most of us, we go and look at the reviews, and if the reviews are good, we take notice of it, and then we may use that particular service. Also, it can affect your Google rankings as well. And just to paint this picture, Yelp, Trustpilot and Amazon, they state that 4% of all reviews are actually fake around the world. So that's a pretty large figure when you think about it.
In terms of legal protection, what are the laws in Australia that could possibly be used to protect small businesses from fake reviews?
Well, there's not a great deal that can be done. If you catch the culprit, you can do things, but most of the time you can't. That's the reality of it, because a lot of people go behind a mark. You know, we don't know who they are or where they are. But what small business can do to protect themselves, they have to be vigilant. I would recommend they monitor their reviews daily. You don't leave it for once in a blue moon. You do it on a daily basis. If you find the reviews, and it doesn't matter how many reviews you've got, you must check them out. Then you respond immediately if it is fake or incorrect news. Don't wait. You tell your story. You also have to be able to manage the fake news. Now, this is where you need to practice for great public relations skills. Do not go into an attack mode, for example, but rather carefully prepare your statement, how you're going to respond to that fake news. I would recommend that you draft your message, ensure you address all the issues raised in the fake news, and ensure that you don't have any spelling mistakes, and read your statement over and over again a number of times before you post it. But as I said, you must act upon it immediately. Don't wait for a day or 2 days, because the damages, the longer you leave it, the damages are then created. If there is a bad review, it may not necessarily be a fake review, but if it is a bad review, what I would suggest is that the business owner needs to read that carefully and to address those issues. They need to respond to the person who has written the bad review, but also they need to correct that situation within their own business. So you've got two situations here. You've got what we term fake reviews, which is incorrect information. And the other one is where there is a review. It's a negative review, but it may be correct. So the business owner needs to address both issues.
Do you have any data about how much would fake review cost small business sector in Australia?
The cost is... I believe it is somewhere about 150 billion. This is around the world. We don't have separate figures, actually.
How could the fake review problem be tackled?
There actually is very, very little that you can do, because you can actually report it, and you can report it. You'll find that there's a number of platforms, like whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, any of those. They usually have a process where you can actually report if something is fake news. So you've got to be careful what you report. You can report that, but as I said, the most important thing is you as a business owner have to be vigilant. You have to monitor your reviews daily. So that is probably the best way that you can do. Unfortunately, there's very little you can do regarding people who are simply doing the wrong thing. That's one of the negatives about social media, for example. People can basically write whatever they want to within reason. So it is up to the business owner again to ensure that they monitor their reviews daily.
Anne Nulder, the CEO and founder of Small Business Associations Australia, speaking there with Tamar Pilibasian.